Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There are many voices involved in a Blackhawks game. There's the television voice, Pat Foley. The radio voice, John Weideman, heard right here on WGN.
Should he score? Patrick Kane keeps the game.
There's the voice of the anthem, Jim Cornelison.
Oh, say,
and then there's the voice of the United Center, Gene Honda.
More shift. Number 51, Brian Campbell.
Honda's also the voice of Guaranteed Rate Field over on the south side. In fact, that's where he began his career. Back in 1985 with the White Sox.
I did it when I was at school down in Champaign, but never thought I could do it here. When they asked for applications in 85 for the White Sox, honestly, the only thing I was trying to do was get my name out. The last thing I expected was, you've got the job.
Professionally announcing for over 30 years takes expertise, but Honda's delivery is based on a pretty simple method.
Just talk. It makes things a lot easier. Everyone thinks you're supposed to have a deep masculine voice or a very soft feminine voice. And really, all I have to do is be conversational.
And being conversational is easy, as long as you stay a fan of the game.
You're supposed to be as much of a fan as a fan. Sometimes you're going to be more fan than you are professional. And sometimes you're going to be more professional than you are fan. You wind up using a lot of your body organs, your brain, your heart, your stomach, and your eyes. And sometimes when you mix all that together, it comes out.
Gene Honda has never had a voice coach. He claims the coolest person to recognize him is legendary hockey announcer Doc Emrick.
Onto the back, Kane. Fires! Getting a piece of that. Must have been Lundqvist. Another.
His favorite name to say in hockey? Former Blackhawks goaltender Nikolai Khabibulin.
One NHL media guide still thought his name was Khabibulin, and yeah, that little problem happens too, but those are fun.
And that's not the first time a media guide has lied to Gene Honda. Apparently, we've all been saying Ozzie Guillen's name wrong after all these years.
Because if you ask Ozzie or Bob Costas, it's Guillen. It's because in 85, Costas was doing the NBC Game of the Week back then. He was on the field and asked him, how do you say your name? He said, Guillen. So to this day, Bob Costas, I think, the only person who calls him Ozzie Guillen.
Whether it's Guillen or Guillen, Honda says there's a distinct difference when PA announcing for baseball compared to other sports.
You have to assume that whoever you're introducing next is going to hit a grand slam. For hockey, for basketball, someone's done something. You could be down 9 runs in the bottom of the ninth with 2 outs and nobody on, but you better introduce that next batter as if with 1 swing tie the game. You know better, but you've got to sell it that way.
It's funny to hear Honda calling himself a salesman. How about a bartender? That's what he used to do back at the University of Illinois, slinging beers at Champaign's finest bar, Cam's.
I guess for actors and actresses, you're a waitress or a waiter. Well, I think for DJs, you were a bartender someplace. And then I became a bar manager at a quieter place, which was more fun. You get to talk with people. Whereas at Cam's, you didn't get that chance.
You can still find Gene Honda down in Champaign doing Fighting Illini football games. Sometimes you can find him in Hawaii doing the Maui Invitational for college basketball. But after 30-plus years of experience, will you always find Gene Honda in a state of confidence?
Oh, no. I'll get nervous anytime. I'll be nervous first time, first game in Hawaii, because for things you don't do often, that's when the nerves kick in. So even when I go on Channel 11, you haven't done that in 3 months. And it's not something you're used to doing all the time. So that first one always drives me nuts. I always call it the waffle break. Because like making waffles, you should be able to throw the first one out.
Joe Brand, WGN Sports.